September 25th, 2006.
So when you want to taste something new, put out cocktail glasses for two and the honey. Let's drink Thunderbird.
Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
I'm not your ordinary everyday fool, okay?
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
This good since they said it's not malignant.
I have this feeling of life. Wandering through the field of an island. I've been wondering if it's a dream I'll be wise to keep slumbering or to be filled up with love. I will find. I keep wondering if it's a joke, will I laugh? Oh, just break down. Could it be the one to follow? I couldn't if I tried. Following the aimless calling, miracle conspires to chase and waste an answer falling. Answer me, reply. I've already decided that this feeling is mine. I'll be wandering through the streets I will find. Best to be wandering even if I can't find. What I think is the light I have this weakness to find. Wonder.
right there was two songs in a row by Sounds of My Head favorites, The Hidden Cameras. From Toronto, Canada, they are a fantastic band, and they have a brand new album, which just came out pretty recently, depending on who you believe. The official release date, according to iTunes, is actually later than I bought it. So I don't know how that works, but it was in there in their store for purchase prior to the date of last week, which is on its label. So I don't know how that works. But anyway, brand new album called Awoo, which is very good. I really like The Hidden Cameras, so it's kind of like they can do no wrong. And this album, not a disappointment. I found it most enjoyable, as evidenced by the fact that I played two songs in a row. The first one was Learning the Lie, and the second one was called Wandering, and they're both pretty awesome stuff. Go to thesoundsofmyhead.com and look for links to everything I talk about, including places to buy everything I ever play. All right, up next, it's another band from Canada. This one, though, other side of Canada. They're from Vancouver. They're called The Organ, and they're the best Smiths cover band who doesn't actually do covers of Smith songs. It's an all-female ensemble who I think there's like five of them, maybe? Don't quote me on that. But anyway, there's a bunch of them, and it's all these chicks, and they put together this awesome music that sounds uncannily like the Smiths. And a good example of that is going to be the song I'm about to play. It's called Brother. It's from their 2004 album called Grab That Gun, and you're going to check it out right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Yeah. in the mix.
I get so excited just to see your face. For the first time, I have found my place. And everything about this feels so strange. Used to be so easy to get myself through. Made it different. Now I don't know what I'm gonna do. Everything about this feels so strange. And I'm just hoping that you feel the same. But I can't wait for you to change. Everything you do makes me crazy for you, baby. I can't wait. Want to believe that you're all. Everything about this feels so strange. And I'm just hoping that you feel the same. Cause I can't wait for you to change. I can't wait another day. Everything you do makes me crazy for you, baby. I can't wait. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
That song right there was Maggie Gyllenhaal. You know her from movies that she's been in. She's an actress, and she's apparently also a very talented singer. That song was called I Can't Wait, and it was from the soundtrack to the movie Happy Endings, which I enjoyed immensely. And I hope you'll see it, because I thought it was great. I didn't ever hear of it. It apparently came out a year ago or something, but I just never heard of it. But anyway, I just rented it recently, loved it, thought it was really good, and there's several Maggie Gyllenhaal songs that she sings in the movie, including that one. And then there's this soundtrack that they put out for it that's totally lame. It has like 8 songs on it, I think, and only 3 of them are Maggie Gyllenhaal. And a lot of the best songs from the movie, because there's a lot of great songs used in the movie, are not actually on the soundtrack, which is kind of disappointing. And even some of the very best ones are not available in iTunes at all. So you have to buy, you know, import records and stuff to have them on there. So it's kind of frustrating, that whole soundtrack to Happy Endings. But don't let that throw you off, because it's really a super great movie. And I'm going to play another song here by Maggie Gyllenhaal. But before I do, I want to talk about a song. There's a scene in the movie where you get a little clip of her playing. I'm just going to play it for you. This is the part of the movie that you hear this song. It's called How Lucky Am I? And I really love it a lot. Here, check this out. This is from the movie right here. So that's the first time you hear the song in the movie. It's fast, it's like rocking, it's pretty fun, I like it. And then there's another version that's in the movie and also on the soundtrack, and it sounds something like this. Here it goes again. This is also How Lucky Am I.
How lucky am I? I'm young and I don't even care. How lucky am I? I'm young.
say it's slowed down. The recording is much better. It's a pretty good song. I totally like it. And I was like looking into it. I was like, who actually wrote this song? If it wasn't Maggie Gyllenhaal, who was it? And it turns out it was like several different guys have credit for it. But one of them is in a band, at least, called Sign of the Fox. And Sign of the Fox actually released an album called Sign of the Fox with How Lucky Am I on it. And it's more like the version that they use in the movie that's fast. So here's a little clip of how Sign of the Fox does How Lucky Am I. I'm gonna play a little more of this because I want to hear the bridge too. It kind of goes into this Beatles sort of thing. It kind of sounds like they're trying to be the Beatles a little bit. It's pretty fun. So here's Sign of the Fox.
How lucky am I? I'm young.
Right? That's pretty good. I like that song. I definitely like it less than either of the Maggie Gyllenhaal versions, but nonetheless, pretty good song. Good enough that I was willing to pick it up. But back to the movie and the soundtrack, which is great. You should pick up the soundtrack, because if you like these songs by Maggie Gyllenhaal, that I Can't Wait, and the How Lucky Am I, and the one I'm about to play, which is the three songs that are on the soundtrack by Maggie Gyllenhaal, you'll want to pick up the whole soundtrack, because that's the only way you can buy her three songs. You have to buy the whole soundtrack in iTunes, and obviously, you know, if you buy the CD, you have to buy the whole CD. So, the one I'm going to play, though, it's a fantastic song. I am a big Billy Joel fan, as you might guess, and Billy Joel did a song called Just the Way You Are back in the day. It was on his album The Stranger, and it's also on a Greatest Hits thing. It's been on everything he's ever done, really, because it's a great song, and he just keeps reissuing it. Here it is, live, somewhere, you know, Kennebunkport, whatever. There's not really a Kennebunkport city. All right. Anyway, so here's Maggie Gyllenhaal doing her cover of Billy Joel's Just the Way You Are, as performed in the film Happy Endings, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Don't go changing to try to please me. You never let me down before. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I'll take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion. Don't change the color of your hair. You always have my unspoken passion, though I might not seem to care. I don't want clever conversation. I don't want to work that hard. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. Thank you. need to know you will always be the same old someone that I knew. What will it take till you believe in me the way that I believe in you? I said I love you, and that's forever. This I promise from my heart. I could not love you any better. I love you just the way you are.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was The Mexican Connection and Root Beer Rag, both by Billy Joel. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, do me a favor and tell your friends to listen. It makes me happy when your friends listen and when you listen too. We'll see you next week on The Sounds in My Head.